morning, of course, we have a class in the temple, Srimad Bhagavatam. And if you don't live in the temple, you should also read regularly. That's called Shravana, hearing about Krishna. This is necessary because we're constantly being influenced, or you could say bombarded, by so many different sounds and so many different teachings. So this material world is mostly a place of forgetfulness of Krishna. Therefore, unless we take regular deliberate steps, we'll fall into forgetfulness. It's not enough that you once read these books, but you have to do it regularly. Just like with chanting. We have to regularly keep up the spiritual life. Even if someone has been a devotee for what we consider a long time, which in the ISKCON movement means 10, 20 years. Still, that's not such a long time, but one doesn't become so strong that he or she will not be influenced by Maya. Maya is an agency of Krishna, Mama Maya Dharatyaya. To punish the conditioned souls, to give the conditioned souls also the facility that they want to enjoy, and then to punish them. And if they're intelligent, after a while, they'll understand that I don't want this suffering anymore, trying to enjoy and suffering by the material laws. So then they seek release from Maya. But Maya also, although we normally say that Maya has nothing to do with the devotee, that's true. But that means the devotee who always is taking shelter of Krishna, Mahatmanas, Tumam Partha, Daivam, Prakriti, Mashritam, one who's always in the spiritual energy. But we neophyte devotees, if at any time we show interest in the material life again, then Maya is ready to pick us up in that energy. In other words, Maya is ready to test the devotee. We'll be tested by being tempted to break the regular principles, try to enjoy, forgetting that we are spirit soul, thinking that we're this body. Maya will test us. And how can we not become a victim of Maya? By being strong in Krishna consciousness and having regularly heard the philosophy every day and feeling close to Krishna. Krishna is very powerful and he can protect us from the Maya, the fall down. But if we don't stay close to Krishna, then we'll be weak, even when we may think we are strong. Strong in spiritual life means to be taking shelter, just like a little child. Her position is strong when she is fully in the protection of the strong parents. That's our spiritual strength, not on your own. By your own material power or your mental speculation. So a sign of shelter is to regularly chant and hear with the attitude that I need this, I need to do this. You shouldn't chant and read thinking, all right, we're supposed to do this, this is our duty. We told the guru we would do this. I don't like to do it. I don't really think I need to do it so much. But you're supposed to do it. No, that's not taking real shelter. Maya will see your heart and say, you're just doing this out of some sense of duty, but in your heart you really don't want to do it. And then we'll admit to Maya, that's true, I really don't want to do it. And then Maya will say to us, then why pretend? Do what you really want to do. Why don't you have sense gratification again? And don't be always hearing about Krishna. So we don't want to have that kind of a dialogue with Maya. So we need to take shelter of Krishna. And we should be aware of that and then do it. So the class is nice that you have daily, but there should be some other time to read Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Kirtana Charitamrita. Well, let's look at a verse here. Vratribhyam inam tad adabra viram upekshyanad jayhitam apramata gurur hares charano pashanantastro jahi vyalikam svayam atmamosham. This is the end of the fifth canto chapter. Jad Bharat instructs King Rahugana. He was talking a great deal about the mind, how you have to try to control your mind. Then he concludes his chapter. This uncontrolled mind is the greatest enemy of the living entity. If one neglects it or gives it a chance, it will grow more and more powerful and will become victorious. Although it is not factual, it is very strong. It covers the constitutional position of the soul. O King, please try to conquer this mind by the weapon of service to the lotus feet of the spiritual master and of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Do this with great care. So, he's describing a regular struggle that we have to engage in with our mind. You know how your mind, I can give you an example that everyone will agree they have an experience. When you try to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and you're trying to think with your mind, intelligence, O holy name, O Krishna, please pick me up, please engage me in your service. But while you're trying to hear the holy name and think in that way, so many different thoughts come. So that's the mind. The mind wants to go its own way. And we want it to go another way. But the mind is very strong. And so it's going in a different way. So there's a struggle between the spiritual interest of the person or the soul and the mind, which is looking at all different things for sense enjoyment and thinking about different things without any real purpose. And when you allow that habit to develop, the mind gets so strong that it overruns the whole situation by strength. Just like things that if you let them go uncontrolled, animals or different things like that, growing up of weeds, when you let a thing for a long time get out of control, it becomes very strong. It's hard to control it. So the mind is like that. But he says, if you neglect the mind and give it a chance, it will become victorious and more powerful. Although it's not more powerful than the soul is just covered over and it allows the mind to take control. We should not allow the mind to take control. Purport. There is one easy weapon with which the mind can be conquered, neglect. The mind is always telling us to do this or that. Therefore, we should be very expert in disobeying the mind's orders. That may sound strange, that Prabhupada is advising us to be disobedient. Usually we hear that we should be very obedient, we should be very submissive. But he says here we should be disobedient. We should be disobedient to the mind. to the mind's orders, the mind says, go ahead, do that. Go ahead, think of this. Do this, do that. So we should say, no, I will not obey you. You are not my real self. Just because you are talking within me that you want this and you want that. I will do what my spiritual master says and what Krishna says. I'm not going to follow your instructions. Don't think that just because you have a strong feeling that that's the truth, that's what you have to do. That strong feeling may be Maya. So you have to be able to say no or be disobedient to the mind's orders. I don't think we can stop, we can't just stop the mind's orders, but at least you don't have to obey them. It's said in the Bhagavad Gita that just as rivers enter into the ocean, but the ocean is so big that it doesn't get disturbed. So in the same way, desires may enter into the heart of a self-realized person, but he doesn't obey them or follow them. But it is admitted there that even in a self-realized person, he may get material desires entering into his mind, but he doesn't take them seriously. A bad thought, just like a bad odor, can enter into the room. Everyone will smell it. But somebody who's not very grave, a little child, may get all upset. Oh, there's a bad smell. And lose his whole purpose. But a sober person, he will not become disturbed. So, but the material desires, they may enter. We should be disobedient. Gradually the mind should be trained to obey the orders of the soul. It is not that one should obey the orders of the mind. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say that to control the mind one should beat it with shoes many times just after awakening and again before going to sleep. In this way one can control the mind. What does that mean? That we should beat our mind with shoes? Should we actually do that? Keep our shoes under our bed and then wake up? And then we see the devotee who'd be hitting himself on the head? Not exactly. Although if that helps, you could do it. The main thing is to know what you're doing while you're doing it. It means that when you wake up, you're bound to have so many things on your mind, especially we dream different things. Or every day we start thinking of different material desires and schemes and plans, picking up from where we left off yesterday. So right away, before the mind gets too wild or strong and starts determining for the day, all right, now let's go out and get sense gratification, let's forget Krishna. Right away, as soon as the consciousness starts in the morning, you start beating those bad thoughts. That's what Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur means. And then he says, at night, you should do it again. In this way, life is not so easygoing.